Chapter 13, The Power of Outcome Focusing. The power of directing our mental and imaginative processes to create change has been studied and promoted in thousands of contexts, from the early positive thinking books to recent discoveries in advanced neurophysiology. My own interest has been in applying the principle in terms of practical reality. Does it help get things done? And if so, how do we best utilize it in managing the work of our lives? Can we really use this information in ways that allow us to produce what we want to have happen with less effort? The answer has been a resounding yes. Focus and the Fast Track. Over the years, I've seen the application of the method presented in this book create profound results for people in their day-to-day worlds. As you begin to use it habitually as your primary means of addressing all situations, from processing emails to buying a house or a company, to structuring meetings or having conversations with your kids, your personal productivity can go through the roof. Many of the professionals I've worked with who integrated this method now find themselves experiencing enhanced or even new jobs and careers. These processes really work in the arena of the ordinary things we must deal with daily, the stuff of our work. When you demonstrate to yourself and to others an increasing ability to get things done in the trenches, you probably won't stay in the same trench for very long. It's been inspiring for me to learn and coach others how to deal with the immediate realities down where the rubber hits the road, and how to tie in the power of positive imagery to practical experiences in all our daily lives. The fast track, alluded to in the section heading above, is a bit of a misnomer. For some, slowing down, getting out of the squirrel cage, and taking care of themselves may be the major change precipitated by this methodology. The bottom line is it makes you more conscious, more focused, and more capable of implementing the changes and results you want, whatever they are. Create a way to regularly spend more time with my daughter is as specific a project as any and equally demanding of a next action to be determined. Having the vague, gnawing sense that you should do something about your relationship with your daughter and not actually doing anything can be a killer. I often work with clients who are willing to acknowledge the real things of their lives at this level as incompletes, to write them down, define real projects about them, and ensure that next actions are decided on until the finish line is crossed. That is real productivity, perhaps in its most awesome manifestation.